Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parshas Vayelech.
Learning. There's a famous mashal from the Holy Visionary of a simple, poor balabas lived in a shtetl, and he had a chicken, and he conscientiously fed the chicken at Ungestop in order that it'll come Yontif, the family will have what to eat. It's growing and growing and growing. Erev Yontif, and the night before he hears that there's rustling sounds of something breaking. And he sees someone, hears that someone's breaking into his backyard where he's been feeding and watering the chicken. At life, he goes downstairs and he sees the silhouette of the Shtopgadif. In those days, there were, you know, people came to shul, they kept shopping the yontif, our business is business. When the Shtopgadif is running away with the chicken on his back. It's a chait of charolai, this yontif is waiting for weeks, for months for this to eat this chicken. Akitzra masa b'chatacham tso. That he went to the sheikhet in the morning early, and he figured, what is the guy going to do? He'd have to begin to the sheikhet. He comes there, he sits there waiting, and takkacha, the shtopgadif comes into the sheikhet. He didn't want the balabas to recognize the chicken. So he had plucked all the feathers of the chicken, and he told the sheikhet, I saved you a bit of work. It's already plucked. It looks like it was squawking. It was bloody. It was ugly. It was ugly as chicken. Says so, that was it's kosher. It's not a treif. It's fine. With Tamal, the guy gives like a shay moshul and gets a shay. God, give me back my chicken. It's my chicken. Says, does it look anything like your chicken? No, it didn't look at all like his chicken. Aber says my chicken. And if bevadolus, so prove it. So he said, put the chicken down. I've been feeding and watering the chicken for weeks, right? We'll see to whom the chicken runs to. He was very reluctant, but the sheikhet insisted. He puts the chicken down, and it ran to Meishel. It's a chray, it's Meishel is his chicken, the ganav is a ganav, and shalom al yisrael. The Rishoner said, this is a moshel. The Rosh Hashanah, the keeper, the Eivrish that comes to the salt. It's a ganav, meine kinder. You stole my Yiddish kinder. The Satan tells the Abish, these are your children? Do you recognize them? They have a Tzuras Hashem, a Tzuras Adam, a Tzuras... It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. So the Abish tells the Satan, let go of the chicken for one day. Because I'll say that HaSatan, there's one day a year the Satan has no rishus to overpower. And we'll see where the Eden run. They go to Shulta, they go to football game. That's Yom Kippur. That is Rosh Hashanah also. The tzkiyah is the kula pnimod loyishtama, something which can't be articulated. I always say this, as Emma says on Rosh Hashanah, the chizchakshis abriya, the bereishis bar likim bishul atayra bishul yisrael, and therefore the ativ rechatonu is nischadish, reshikin svarim akleishim, every year in Rosh Hashanah. And all the mailas of bechatonu is bekeach alein rakiya Rosh Hashanah, and the ratzisa bonu is at nisforim from the Rebbe of Henich. The Ratzon of the Eibishter is Bonu. That is the Ratzon of the Bria is within every Jew. The Ramponomi Kol Hashoynes is brought from the Rebbe Rabbin. You can't articulate, you can't even express the Gadlus Na'id. And that comes to fore that you see when you put the, when the Sultan puts the chicken down, we see where you even run to. I have an Edim, has a brother, his name is Rechaim Slavitis. He's a Chabad Rabbi in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. My Mamish had this story. A year and a half ago, it was before Sukkot, before Pesach, and he was going around. He went to his doctor surgery to give him shmur, hand-baked shmur matzah for Leil HaSeder. A kid said, "Masa." The doctor tells him that if there's a lady sitting in the waiting room. She knows she's Jewish. Maybe try her. Maybe she wants matzah to eat. Because I matzah Leil HaSeder in Klinika. He offers it to the lady very nicely, very sweetly, and not only is she completely, utterly disinterested, but she's indignant. She's like, "I want no part of organized religion." Tells her, "I'm from Chabad. We're not organized. It's not organized religion." She wants no part of it. He tries to be nice. He gives her his calling card, you know, rabbi, whatever. Okay, fine. Takes the card. She goes into a car. Afterwards, she flings it in the back. I got lost under the seat, in the cushion. But Kitzra Masa, he thought, like, he'll ever hear from this lady again. You know, hair will grow here. A Kitzra Masa, 6 months later, Mamre Farah Shoshana, gets a call from this lady. He's very surprised to hear from her. She tells him, my father is pushing dying. He's critically ill in hospital. His greatest last wish, he wants to see her out. You know, she's, I'm a person, not a member of Orthodox, conservative, reform, not that congregation where they address the prayers to whom they concern. I have nowhere to turn to. I found your card, stuff from before Pesach, under a seat. I called. Okay, no problem. He runs to the hospital. The poor fellow is surrounded by his family, right? He sees the rabbi. Everyone out. I have to speak privately. He says, please lock the door. You can't lock a door in a hospital. He's put a chair by the very important confidential information. He says, listen, accusation, it's all over. Like, the game's over. I'm about to leave the world to meet my maker. I want to die as a Jew. So Reb Chaim, I know him very well. My son-in-law's brother. He tells him, no problem, I on my word, you know, I'll give you a proper Orthodox funeral, the Levi will be Kedas V'Chedin, I want to die as a Jew. He says, well, I'll say Kaddish for you, you're Av Chodesh, no, I'll learn Mishnayis, no, that's after I'm dead, I want to die as a Jew. Hainu, he's not Gemalot, came from a highly assimilated family, he's not Gemalot. Now, a Halzach by bye-bye, right? I want to be Gemal. I want to die, and I die as a Jew. He said, I'll try. It's not very easy, because, you know, Akitz Ramasa, you know, is an older person who was halching by Akko, you know? Akitz, he asked the doctors, then they saw how much it spoke to the patient privately, how much it meant to him psychologically. They were masking b'tnai that the moyel has to be an MD, a medical doctor. And I put them, there's Obamacare, insurance, America, if you know. It has to be a member of this particular insurance group. Not any style doctor, moyel. Very hard to find a moyel who's a doctor, who's from, who's going to... A kid said he did work, he tracked him down in Borough Park. There was a doctor, MD, member of the same insurance. They flew him down from Brooklyn to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And he did the bris. And he comes back to him the next day, this is Rabbi Slavitsky. And he said, you have no idea the simcha you're there. Right? He said, you know, I'm a very wealthy man, and I have a condominium, and I have a yacht, and I have stocks, and real estate portfolio, mamish. But everything which I own is something external to me. That I'm a Jew, although the guy is completely, utterly not practicing, that's who I really am. My intrinsic, innate, that's beneath, right? And at least I could leave the world, right, as a Jew. And that was 2 days later, was his first Rosh Hashanah, and he passed away after Simchas Torah. Last Tishrei in the world, right, as a Jew. And the emes is, that's Pshat, Chazal say that Yosef went out of Beis Asurim on Rosh Hashanah. And the emes in every year, there's a Bechina. There's a word from the Imre Emes, a Meirei Dik word, Ki Ata Shimeya Kol Shofer Mazin Trua Ve'ein Doimeloch. What does the Ve'ein Doimeloch fit in? David listened to Shofer, Trua. What's the Ein Doimeloch? Said the Imre Emes, where do we have a similar expression to feel Ve'ein Doimeloch? Ve'ein Doimeloch Ha'meishi Ein L'Tchiyas Ha'mis. Umbe Emes, Chazal say, it's a Amnivr Yahalil Ko, that even a people who in this world appear like they're dead, they're mesim in a mitzvah, but they come to shul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and the Eibush does boirei oisam bria chadosh. They become a new person. By the way, and I'm telling you this not because some highly assimilated person in Alei Shvat Yoren, they tell a story. Reb Moshe Kabrina, one of the great masters, he was once davening, right, and when they came in Aleinu in Malchus, right. And it says, V'yakiru v'yeyu kol rishay oretz. He gave kun chol mzadak, un ich oich. So the chsidim chalosh. They just fainted. People went down. Un ich oich. To all of us also, every year, needs a bechina from Tchiyas HaMeisim when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I want to just discuss it from a halachic angle, and then we'll bring it back to... Just an Indian, but a simple Indian in the halachas of Yom Kippur, in Tafresh Vov, in the halachas of Erev Yom Kippurim. The din brought out from the Rosh in the last chapter of Yuma, where it said, "Ali the Rosh v'nagu litbel be'erev Yom Kippur." It's a meaning Israel to be toivel in mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Va'omer Absadia, the Baal Yosei mi litbel yivorech al tefil. When you finish the tefillah, you make a bracha on tefillah. Says the Rosh, the ain dvor of Niroin. The Rosh disagrees with the Psadigon. Shaloi matzino b'shas remes lo tefillah zu ve'ain lo yisok. That is soyda neviim, but not minig neviim. Al derech the Gemara says in Sukkah by Harov. I mitzad the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah after Zayin the Amar Yitzchok chayiv odin letaras me beregel. Obviously, the Rosh doesn't bring the Shagazari. Because I asked on the Rosh's Kasha, the Chur, the Anir, the only the Gimel, Regolim, with the Chiv. What am I getting? Shall I end the Shagazari? The whole Tumul Shagazari. Or, but it says the Rosh, that only the Anir of the Matar, Asme Beregel, is only when you have a Tahara Gemur. A Tahara to be able to go into the Beis Amik, there's a Tahara of Tumas Ames, which obviously is not Shaykh Bisman Azeh. So therefore, it's a nice thing to go to Mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur, it's a Shein Amini, based on the Medrash, which says Yom Kippur, Yidin, on the Kiyam, Kamalach, Yashoris. Or, but it's not a obligation which would require a bruch. Right? In the end is, if you look in Paskim, there's three Lashonis Paskim use. In Mati Ephraim, the Lashon is your chayiv to go to mikveh. In Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, it's the noagu, the minig, and in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's a mitzvah. It's three different opinions. If you don't hold like Psadi Gon, that's a chiyuv, make a brocha on the tefillah Erev Yom Kippur, right? So why is there an inyan to go to mikveh? Some pashtus, the Ramon, Darkin Lushin, the Beit Amaril, and all the generals foreign bring, the Shulchan Aruch brings, the Magen Avraham, etc. Mitzat tshuva tahara al derech a ger shenis gayer, he has to go to mikveh. So ke'enze, there's a mimi chiyuv mitzvah. Take your choice of going to mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Now, obviously, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that the Shitas HaRasag of Sadigon is incredibly different. Right? Why in the world is there it's a minig and you're making a bracha on Tzvila going to Mikveh Erev Yom HaKodesh? But the simple explanation of Rav Sadigon, very, very brought in Kadmoyim in the Shalom Tuvas, Marie Brunner, in the Avnei Nezer, the simple Hezver. We know that Ezra was Mesakim, that a Valkyrie has to go to Tefillah's Ezra, Takonah's Ezra. Right? For Torah and later, but for Tefillah. Okay. That's the Gemara about Bekam. The Gemara in Mesech Tishah, in the Gemara in Brocha says they will Mevatel it, like Yehuda ben Peseira, because ain't the great Torah, Mekabim too. Right? Aish, those of the Kotzkasha, right? The Chura Haf, at the Kon of Ezra Hasoy from the beginning of Bayashemi, and then in the time of Yehuda ben Peseira, which is right, the end of by Yesheni, the Mavatim Tefillas Ezra. So Tosfos says because the Chazal saw at the time that it was a gzeira that the tzibur weren't mekabel, and if right, the shaila is that the din is that it ain't bezdin yachal mavatul divrech bezdin chaveira elam kagavli men luchatul minim. So how could a latter bezdin be mavatul things of bezdin of hundreds of years before? The answer Tosfos gives to Rishonim is that it was a gzeira that wasn't the spashik chal Yisrael found it too difficult. Al derech the Gemara discusses now with the Zora that Daniel the chaveira of a gozer on Shem and Akum later Abu Danos you based din and mavatul because they saw it wasn't the spashik bechol Yisrael. Oibazoi, save this for him. This is the Mary Brunner and Avinazer and others. Oibazoi, ainach nama that the Takonis Ezra wasn't the spashit in all called the Chalazan Machlokes for Gabi what, Gabi Teru, Gabi Tefil, whatever. Right, Bekein Shrein then. Or let me talk about Pashas that the Umavatul the Chiyuv of Tefilas Ezra Mikhal Luchal. Or because the Yidden weren't new, it wasn't the spashit. Aber it appears that the kadmus to know in all dairies it was a minig Yisrael mitzad tshuva etc. that every year goes to mikveh before Yom Kippur. Oy barzoi, there never was a bittul of the takanas Ezra in preparation for the tefillah of Yom Kippurim. Oy barzoi, tefillah erev Yom Kippur is not mitzad apas hashena minayach sidish amaisa api kabola api kisariza, but it's al pi takanas Ezra. And therefore it's a chiyuv min hadin, and therefore you can make the bracha and say v'tzivon u'mitzad lo'isosu. Yes? And so is the lashon of the Shivala Haleket. Right? And the sixth hour, the seventh hour, eighth hour, the choifefim v'toivim k'dera kol chayovi tfilis, u'mevorchim birchas atfila k'dera kol bali tshuva k'dera kol bali kerian, v'yesh omrim, she'ein tzorech levorech, a'i the rosh, v'loi mistaber. Mide dahave atfilis bal keri she'toivil she'toam birchas atfila. So the Shvala Leket is the hell's like of Sadia Gun, that you have to make what? A bruch. Yeah?
Because you have to make the bruch every time.
Now, the whole year, the Gemara says clearly they were mevatel tefillah. Takana says, right? But because it wasn't this fashion in Klal Yisrael. Over by Klal Yisrael, they always kept tefillah erev Yom Kippur, all kreizen, right? Asher al kein zekumt ois according to Sadigon, who's mechayev chiyuv in meikar adin in tefillah erev Yom Kippur. It has a din of what? Chiyuv mitzad meikar adin, not mitzad ma'is. Yes? L'chura, there are many poshut practical, besides the nafkaminu, whether or not you make a bracha, there are many other simple nafkaminis between whether you hold it's mitzad tikkunas Ezra, the tefillah erev Yom Kippur, or mitzad tshuva tara maisa gerus. Number one, I'll give you a few simple nafkaminis without thinking, and I don't have much time after Rosh Hashanah to think about this. But the pasht is very, very simple. Number one, the Mate Ephraim brings. Chayev kol adam latayr tatzik erev Yom Kippurim ulit boil v'yesh ledaktiv b'chatzitza yoyusu mishar tefillah shetivlam haschorim b'shay kagulim eshashot. In this tefillah, erev Yom Kippur, one has to be more careful about not having a chatzitza on your person than when males go to mikvah for the rest of the year. She'ein medak, we're not medaktiv so much. V'yesh lito latzi pernayim, you gotta cut off your nails before, you gotta use a... dental floss, right? Gam yachzitz b'shino, b'shino dover achoytzitz, right? And you have to brush your hair and your beard. You have to use a masik, a comb, right? V'anshei ma'isa shenogu shelister kadokun b'masrei. If you're from people who don't
use a comb
on your beard, the whole tshuva from Yisrael Veltz and different Yisrael Veltz. Right? Are you allowed to comb your beard? Whatever. I'm not going to involve. He's not. But if you're tactic not to comb your beard, so you should do so benachas with your hand. Make sure that no chitzitas in your beard is hesed. And afterward, you have to be toivel in a mikvah of arboim so. So is the lashon of the Mate Ephraim. Now I want to ask you a question: Is chitzitas poisul by tefillas Ezra? When a person goes to mikvah, I'll tefillas Ezra. Right? Is there a chatzitza? Is I'm not talking about chatzitza of roiv gufen. A chatzitza, which is a mute, which is makbid, or whatever. Yeah.
No.
Say it again.
Told
you're told. That sounds like mikvah. You're maybe right. What? Okay. The emes is if you look in the majority of poskim, the whole tumult. If you look in the sefer, I forgot what's it. Rabbi Krauss in London, the Tefillah on Shabbos, what's it called? Right? Pages on this. The Pashtos, the Mahalich, the Mos, Shittas, Apolskim, so it's brought in the Archas Chaim Spinker, B'Shem, the Shabbos, Shuvas, Hamarsham, and so it's brought in the Mishnah Brura, Befurish, and Simon, Tzadviches, is that we pass them like the Eshkol, that by Tefillah, Takanos, Ezra, Chatzitza, is not. Doesn't ruin it. So pass the Ravad Yosef, and you're a day, so pass the Menashe Klein, two Jews, etc. The emes is the Sefer Bir Halacha from Rav Zilber, and they brought he's steering Mishnah Bur. Mishnah Bur in Tzadik Ches passed like the Eshkol, that there is no Chatzitza by Tfilus Ezer. The Mishnah Bur says here, in Tafresh Vov, the Gabe Erev Yom Kippur, and Chmon Olasan, I had this question. I was sitting in Shiva for a few hours, Erev Yom Kippur, right? The Shaila is, could you go to Mishnah, right? Shaila is, you gotta take a shower before. So here, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, yes, you could take a shower before the mikveh, even though you're still in Avelis, the Erev Yom HaKadosh, right? Because of Chatzitza. Why you Mishnah Berurah medaktik el Chatzitza, Erev Yom Kippur, when you yourself paskin inside the Ches, like the Eshkol, that says no din of Chatzitza by Tfilas Ezer? Hello? Is a charaya lichura? I'm saying that Mishnah Berurah paskin that what? That the tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur is not mitzad takonas Ezra, it's mitzad the other time. The emes is, I brushed you off a bit, right? That's the halacha, basically, that tefillah of Ezra, we're not makbid on chazitzis so much. You see, that the Mark Ephraim said, the Ilum is not makbid the whole year, right? No one's had to cut their nails every morning, they go to mikvah, right? Masha Ein came, there is a shita, the Sefer HaKoivis and Rambam, the Bichas Chinuch, and the Yad Shol, others hold, before that there is a din of chatzitza by tefillah of Ezra. A raya, simple raya. I mean, a simple, the Rambam, the Perek Gimel, the Bichas Yisuri Bia. When a ger, Patrick McCarthy, wants to become a yid, he has to go to mikveh. Yeah. One of the three. Okay. Does he have to be makbid on a chatzitz? Hello, Earth? Yeah. Of course he has to. For Shrambam. The same deen, the same kind of mikveh as kosher. For Nida, same kind of chatzitz as by hilchot chatzitz, by tefillah of a woman. He makbid everything. That's chlor. It's a gemara, it's chlor, it's a chlor. Rambam, no one's arguing with that. So I want to ask you a shayla. Ask the Sefer HaKoivitz on the Rambam, the Bichus Chinuch was asked, Pashat HaKoskar. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hei. Hahu dekorele bar armo. There was a person who was called the son of the Shiksa. Everyone, it was a shayla of his Jewish identity. Is his mother really Jewish? It was a conversion problem. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi mi loy tovel lekariyot. Did he not go to mikveh al tefillas Ezra? Right? It's a guy, he must be Jewish. Pashtus, you learn pshat, and this is. And so Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Mem Vav, and Tosfos in Kiddushin, and so the Shita Saran, and so the Shita Rashba, and so the Shita Chevelach Arishoyim. Pshat is, well, even, you know, if he didn't go to mikveh by the Beis Din, he must have gone to mikveh in the year, right? Yeah, is the charaya. By the way, the Yisrael Chonim in Shas and Shuvah is the charaya by even that always has a minute to go to mikvah. Al kapanim rashanim giver. So sure, we saw this ger going to mikvah. So therefore, they learned Tosfos and the Ramban, the Ran, the Rashba is the charaya. He would have been yoytze tefila. Let me explain you one thing. There are three criteria for conversion. You have to have mila, tefila, and a couple of mitzvahs, right? You need a Beis Din? Yeah. Mishpat. You need a Beis Din for what? Hello, Rabbi. Cool. For a couple of mitzvahs, you need a Beis Din. Do you need a Beis Din to observe the tefillah? I'm glad you're not my rabbi. Hello, Earth. According to the Rambam, you do. According to Tosfos and Dime, you don't. You need likuva. You need the yishavachilo by three. But likuva, you need the Beis Din by kabbalas hamitzvahs. But you don't need for the tefillah. Now shulik hashitas Rambam shulik psakas tulum. Okay, you with me? So according to Tosfos, right? So what does it mean that we saw him go to mikvah tefillas Ezra? Right? That's good enough. There's no Beis Din. You don't need a Beis Din. Fine. It wasn't mechavim l'shem. It's all fine. Yeah? But according to the Rambam, you need... Now, shtelz of the shayla, if you hold like a sheet, the sa'eshkol, that a chatzitza by tefillas Ezra is not ma'akiv, but by geirus, it's certainly a chuli amid, is ma'akiv a chatzitza. So what raya do you have that the fellow went to mikveh on for tefillas Ezra, or Erev Shabbos, see whatever, is the charaya that how could that milay tov? What is it? What is it saying? Milay tov lekariyot. What's a raya from going to mikvah stamazoi? What is that a raya for gayus? Right? You with me? Umbeemes, you find that Rashi in Yevamos in the sugya kol achoytes benida choytes v'alker. So who shitas harashi but befeirish not like the Yeshkol. When she does Rashi in Yuma Tapiche, Saroya Kerivim, Kippurim, Yerid, Vitoiva, Vila Erev Yeshavshiv. Is Rashi why the Erev Yeshavshiv? Because of Chitzim. Is the Chariah Rashi, according to Rashi, were makbid by Tfilas Ezra on even a Chitzim, Bemiut, which is Lachur again, Shaloi Kedasa Eshkol. Hello, by the way, if you ask another Klotz Kashi, the Shavlan Shuvah is based Shaorim, asks, by Tfilas Ezra, I need a proper kosher mikvah? And Aboim so Shuvim is not kosher. Sure, it's kosher. So what's your raya that he went to is Ezra, the charaya that is the Geirus? Hello? Ella is the chalal. First, you can answer this in many ways. A simple pshat is, according to many, the raya from that we saw in Milo Tavu Lekeri is not pshat that this is now going to be the chaloyis of one of the ma'isa geirusin of geirus by going to be, for now, al-tfilas Ezra. If the fellow was noyi kiminig, I yehudim, and I don't know his background, and I saw him keeping Shabbos, and he goes to mikveh every morning, it's a he must have had a proper geirus way back when in front of the bez. So learns the Rava Magid, so learns Meir, etc., etc. Or Rakapanim, you hear what I'm saying? The need to dig of the Lashitas HaEshko, which is the way the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, the Marsham Paskin, the Apostle Paskin, that by Tilas Ezra, we're not Makbir on the Chatzitza. Right? Mash Enkin by a Ger. So there have to be Makbir on the Chatzitza Erev Yom HaKippur. Depends what the reason is. The path, I'm a simple person. If the reason is Tilas Ezra, you don't have to be Makbir. If the reason is Tilas HaGer, Shuva, whatever, then you do have to be Makbir. Another nafkamina. It says in Sforim you should do tshuva and mechavin for tshuva and for tahara, and some people have to say vidur before, in the middle, after, whatever. Right? This all depends on the timing, obviously. How many times do you have to go to mikveh erev Yom Kippur? How many tefillahs did you be? How many times do you immerse?
Three.
Who said three?
Me.
Ooh.
Five.
I give you more covet if I know that you're machriya between mukubolim. Okay. The churis events on the town. If you say it's a gather of tefillas Ezra, one tefillah is enough. Tefillas Ezra. You're hacking me with tshuva, geirus, kedusha, right? So, if it says three, can I get chet pesha osho? The biyaner said, I'll be a rizal 13, right? This is the tshuver, tevil 9, right? Some people, I'll be shalot, tevil 39. Can I get the 39 chayvi malchus? Certain people are tevil shait tefillas. I don't know, my Rebbe, Rebbe Futavas, members going in Russia with the Rivnitzer. It was like, Kodesh V'Torah, and he was going in the crack of dawn, like 4 o'clock in the morning, the two of them, he said they broke ice in the lake, and they were toivu, right? And they were Remendel was an ish mishir's nefesh b'poil. He was toivu once, twice, three times. It's called the first. The Rivnitzer was toivu and toivu, and he saw, I heard it, you know, the Mo'enu, not a story you read in the book. He said he was screaming, Zanvul, Zanvul, and Shmatam, saying, it's called the first, he's turning blue. He was toivu, he counted, he was shaitzius. And when he finished, he wrapped himself up, and he went walking, and a shiksa peasant lady, a goya, was walking, almost touched him. Weiter shaitim. There's some people have a minute to be toivul shait tefillas, erev Yom HaKodesh. Well, you do whatever your father told you, whatever your rav tells you, whatever. Yeah. But again, how many tefillas, if one is enough, or you need, right? Or you say, vivayim, do women go to mikveh erev Yom HaKodesh? The whole tumul and pagva, pasulas, young girls. If it's Tilas Ezra, then definitely not. If it's Tshuva, they're also Jewish. I can lose you. Okay. Another nafkamina. A part of simple nafkamina. Rachman al-Fan, the famous tour in Tofresh Yudimel, who brings Harav Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tzaluyim. He's someone who became Tome on Yom Kippur, Rachman al-Fan. Right? He goes to Mikvah on Yom Kippur. Huh? So brings the Shittas HaBahag. And so is brought in Rekeach. And the Rekeach said to be done b'chashu. In Yerushalayim, there's always one mikveh open. On Yom Kippur. Beis Yisrael was always Shtel, the Rambam disagrees. Mefurish. Right? Now shtel zich the shayla, why in the world? Rechitza Yom HaKippur Mechur is the Raisa. Right? How could a tefillah, which the takana was bottle, how could that overcome what? That's nervous. If you hold that... Kishitas ha, like I told you, the shitas of Tzadigum, and perhaps the Shvila Leke, and the above, that's understood. Because Bisman that Tfilas Ezra was enforced, legally, obligation, were you allowed to go to Mikvah on Yom Kippur? Havadah, the Mefurish Gemara in Yuma, Da Peches. Kol Chayovi, Tfilas, a woman who's in need or whatever, could be Toivel, Kedarko, on Yom Kippur. Hello? So Eba Zoya, person Rachman al-Zoya became Tomei, right? He goes to go to Mikvah Yom Kippur. The Furish Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the lashon. The yesh mefarshim shekosu shafilu b'sman hazeh shebotlu tefilah debakeri dafka lechol hashana bitlu aval beyoyim akipurim tzorich tahara loy bitlu hilka chariyakeri b'kurim yitbel. Mefarsh, like we said before, I saw in the scientist parenthetically, I do directly without a discussion, to say a beautiful sefer came out, I love it very much, Beruchas Meir, from a Heintiger fellow, Satmar guy in Burba, beautiful sefer. He writes, I understand the fizeh, a pasha minigin amongst Ashkenazim. The Ramo brings in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Peches, the minig didan in our countries is that you only duchen, you know, you say kapayim when on Yom Tov. The reason that Ramo says, because only on Yom Tov, Sleika Itim, Golos, whatever, only on Yom Tov we're happy, and the pasuk says, Toiv Lev Uyevoch. Right? But a whole year with Tordal, Nichival, Kalkola, and even on Yom Tov we only Duchin at Musaf, because you know you're going home and having your piece of meat. Right? A whole year, you're Torah. The tour brings in, the Beis Yosef brings another sheet of the Obur. What is the reason? I mean, it's a chort that milsed the tzmir. By Ashkenazim, when Mevatel, three mitzvahs asayin every day, it's hard to make a bracha all the time. Like, where were we matter? We took a mitzvah asayin that Isa down the drain a whole year, except for a few days Yom Tov. Hello? Unless you're a Satmar, the Vriel was Mechadir, the Shabbos Cholomoy, when Mechadir came back, they're all for the Duch. But I say a whole year we don't duchen, not Shabbos, not weekdays. So the Ogur brings the reason. This was asked from the Maril, who was the father of Ashkenazic Minig. Why are we not Noyseka Payim? Because the Minig was Kehanim would only duchen if they went to Mikvah. And Bitsoika Itim in the middle of the week, it's very, very difficult to Toivel in those days. There weren't proper Mikvois, it was very, very cold, etc., etc. Therefore, only Mitzad Yom Tov, the Kehanim didn't Mikvah. Ask the Beis Yosef on the ask the wait. Ask the Beis Yosef on the Minik Ashkenazim. Hello, Rabbi Fulda. In Fulda, they duchen or not? No, didn't. Right? Only on Yom Tov. What happens if they say because they only duchen mikveh, and that's by the way the machluk is if you duchen on Yom Tov to help Shabbos. Some did, some didn't. It depends what your minik is. The Gabi Tefillah B'Shabbos. Okay. So the Beis Yosef asked, I don't understand. Is that the chumrah ha'osli lekul? Because you're machmir to be toivel, right? Tfilas Ezra. Therefore, you're going to lose duchening, which the mitzvah says that Isa. Like Tovi Tana, but like Tana, right? So he tainted this rabbi. He tainted that once Kehanim always had the minig to be toivel before duchening. So it's not just chumra mil dechazilusa. It goes back to Tfilas Ezra, which is like Hanani Karadim. Therefore, they can't do it. He said over the shtickle to Shlomo Zalman, right? And Shlomo Zalman kalsa, he praised it, the svara, but it's an ogre, you know, it's a maril. And he said, yes, fashteyach, always bothered by it. He said, I don't ever understood the minig in Eretz Yisrael, that's what you're getting at, that in the north, in Tzofen land, in Eretz Yisrael, in Galil, right? They would duchen on Yom Tov, but also every Shabbos to Muslim. He said, this is not the hinge to have. Like, I'm not going to get Sfardim duchen every day. Right? Ashkenazim duchen on Yom Tov. In North America, Israel, they duchen every Shabbos. Right? If you hold it, you have to duchen every day. Like a Sfardim duchen every day. Was it because Shabbos on the... So Rosh Hashanah said, oh, Fizah is in the standard. Because in the north of Eretz Yisrael, they passed like Arizal, Ki Yaduim Meni Minhogim, was the Lidin Tzvas. And Arizal was machmir. He said the tefillah Shabbos morning is more choshev even than tefillah erev Shabbos. Ashkenazim Kahanim always nizer to be toivel Shabbos morning, right? Ashkenazim in the midig among even Ashkenazim in the north of Eretz Yisrael was to be duchen on Shabbos. Okay, whatever. Yes, hello. Nachsu in your name. This whole shaila depends if what is the timing in tefillah. If it's a din of Tfilas Ezra, if it's a din in the Chura, the Pashtus, the fact that we, in Halacha, we don't make a brach on Tfilas Erev Yom Kippur, right? And the fact that the women do, many women in the Melikas are Toivul, the fact that we have a Kavod of Tshuva, and what it seems that the Iker Tfilah, the first whatever of this thing, is Mitzad what? Mitzad Tshuva. Mitzad Gershon this guy. What's pshat in that? So Leitchi pointed out, Rama, everyone knows Rama, Perik Beis, Hilchos Tshuva. Midarkei HaTshuva Lias HaShov Tzoyek Tomet. But Tshuva is always agitated, right? Umisrachek harvi min adovah shachotu boi. Umishane shmoi keloime ani acher ve'ein ani oisio isha os isha maisa. Umishane maisa of kakulon v'toiva v'derech ha'yishon. The gather of tshuva is the radical transformation of the person that is a new person. He's not the same person. Umbe'emes, that's gufa. A machlik is like Rabbi Duchne. If a koyin achmonol son killed someone, horagas anefesh, you're so sure. So shulchan passed, and these passed for Duchne. Yetchem domim alei, and even b'shoyig, even achmonol son. And what happens if he did tshuva? Who? You're Ashkenazi or Sephardi? Make up your mind. I can't figure it out. I thought you came from work. Okay. The Mechaber says, even if he did tshuva till you yagged all of your day at Talumis, can't do it. It's not that. If it would mean tzad the Aveira, the Chumer Aveira is preventing him from duchening, then tshuva should help. It's not the Chumer. It's a psul in the gavra. A person who kills him. The Ramos says, V'yesh Omrim, tshuva helps. Why? The Mechaber is right. It's a chapsul in the person. Is the charaya, once you do tshuva, you're not the same person. Once you're not the same person, you could do chum.
Maybe you're not a kohen oil.
Huh?
Maybe you're not a kohen oil.
Yeah.
Nachamo?
If you're not the same person, maybe you're not a kohen.
I don't think it works that way, my friend. But that is the gather of Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says, Vayi'era vayivoyker yoyim echod. Say Chazal, what is the Yom Echad? Ezozet, which is the Yom Echad? Ze Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because Yom Kippur is Pshat, the Eibush to create a Briya Chadosh at Nupurs. And this is used in all this forum to explain. A lot of Midrashim, please, I don't know how to get into it. I've discussed many times the famous Kashi of the Panami Iris in the Sefer Kusnes Or. The din is that Nira Vinitcha Shuvenenir. Something which was fit and became disqualified, how could you ever do Shuvah? Is the prima godim tevas kuma answered many svarim? There's many raises. Is the charaya when you? How does tshuva help? Or there's another famous shaila. All the svarim ask: a person does an avera b'maisa, and he says all his vidus on Yom Kippur. How could dibur be motiv de maisa? The answer is doubt. When you do tshuva, you become a briach, a new person. You're not the same person, and therefore you're a new person. The tshuva accepts, right? I'll give you an example. There's a famous message I discussed 1,000 times here. That Adam Rishon met son Kayin. He said, Manasseh Bedincha. He said, Asisi Tshuva Shart. So he said, Feach Alpona, look, that's the power of Tshuva. We have on Postach V'Omar Mizmer Shilim. What is Shabbos got to do with Tshuva? Right? The whole form, right? Look at the second form. Shabbos is Mechaper on Mechiras Yosef. Why was there Mechiras Yosef? In the Chayyim, there was not very much Mechiras Yosef. Aye, it says in foreign portions, it's a whole list, I have no time to elaborate. The Shvatim and the Cheshvan, why did they hate Yosef? Because they knew he came from the second sister. And I'll be told you, you know, to marry him. It's an Arayis. Yeah. They figured this kid from the Erva must be a Psa Mamzul, not a kosher. Right? They were right. They were right. Of course they weren't. The Chizkuni, the Rishonim say, because Yankiv Avinu was Megayer them. And Gershon is Geyer. It's not really. And that is a Taj. The Chizkuni said in the Reformation, that's Pshat. Matan, Rochel, Velea, Vatimar, Nolei, Haloi, Nochriyas, Nechshav, Nolei. Since we are converted, so we're not related to each other. I have no connection to you, I have no connection to her, there's no Issa Varayas, there's a Gevaldige Pshat from the Ritz-Jushins. I never saw it before, it's like new to me. It says, by Yankiv, it says Imlovan, Yankiv is the message to Esav, Imlovan Garti, Vitayag Mitzvah Shemarti. What's that? He says, Lovan Garti, Meloshin Poyalut. When I was with Lovan, I was Megayer. Who was he? Don't think he got something over me because I have a chet of arayis. In Lovan Garti, when I was by Lovan, I was Megayer over there now. Who was he? Megayer, Rachel Velea. Therefore, Vitayag Mitzvah Shemarti. Right? And that's how the Chidah says this word. Many other, the Kedush Levi said that's the Atta Yisrael Ma'ashem Lekecha Shoyel Imachim Liira. And in the Atta El Tshuva, what does the Atta got to do with Tshuva? Can anyone explain me logically? Says the Kedush Levi in his Bir on Eicha. Since the Eibish is Mahave and Mechaya, the world, Vadorim, everything, every minute. So a person could become a new person. You're not the same person you were 60 seconds ago. And a person could therefore change. I have no time to elaborate. The whole idea is geboit. I've said this many times. On tshuva is geboit and tchiyas amazim. There's a medrash in Sheikh HaTayf which says, Hala oilam tenach one. Eibish will be always angry at us. Hala oto ato toshut chayenu. Since there'll be tchiyas amazim, and tchiyas amazim proves that nira v'nitcha, shuv becomes nira, is a charay from tchiyas amazim, that gufa becomes tshuva. I'll give you an example. You blew shofar in your synagogue on Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Yeah, Shofar comes back from what? Rambam says, Uri Yishayim Bishnasim. So you go on Gula. What does Gula got to do with Shuvah? Oh, what should it matter? There's a medish which says, the Sefer Shuas Melech, on Masechta Rosh Hashanah, has a question. Where did the Eibishter get the Shofar of Matan Torah from? The left Shofar was the Isle of Yitzchak. And the right Shofar is Kabbi Shofar God. You with me, though? Yeah? Sure. It was an Oila. And the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that a Shofar of an Oila is not kosher. Says the Medrash, Avram burnt oil. And you know what was left of the shofars? Ashes. And then the Eibish, there was Machayada, the left shofar and the right shofar were back. He was Goyvel, the Eifer, and he made it back into shofars. So the shofar gufa is the symbol of what? That something which was unfit, and it became fit again, is nira v'nitcha, shuv, it becomes halachli nira, is the charaya shuv helps. By the way, you know, experience that personally? Yitzchak, I've said 100 times. When Yitzchak was by, there's a medrash which says that with the Eibishter, when Avraham Avinu told the Eibishter, now that you've accepted this ayah of v'chul, right, and the whole Akedah, please give my children a seris mechuvah. What does a seris mechuvah got to do with the Akedah? I said, what happened at the Akedah? The neshama of Yitzchak passed away. He left him. And then there was, he heard a voice, the Ben Shnei Akruvim, said the Medrash. Al tishloch yotcha l'nar v'tatle m'umo. The neshama came back into Yitzchak. He had tchiyas ha-meizim. Miyad posav v'omer borach ato Hashem b'chaya ha-meizim. If there is tchiyas ha-meizim and the Eibishter could resurrect, then there's the Inyan of Tshuvah. Und das war a shivenu Hashem elecho vina shuva, how could shuva help? Because chaddish yameinu kekedem, the Eibush will do tchias amesim for you. I have many, many riots of income, but someone's got to give a shir now, right? By the way, that's pshat, just there, Agav. The Zohar says, the Zohar points out, every bracious borolikim, throughout creation, it says, vayomer likim, vayomer likim, vayomer likim. The only time is Hashem Alikim. B'yoyim b'roi Hashem Alikim Eretz v'shamoy. Why should I have Eretz Hashem Alikim and everything else Alikim? Because the Eibishter is, said to Zohar, the answer, the Eibishter is not miyachet shmei ha-godol on something which is nifsid, which is kolor, which is ultimately goes to oblivion and destroy. Oy bazoy asked this for him, by the Briyas Ha'odom it says, v'yitzer Hashem Alikim. That's Ha'odom. V'yitzer Hashem Alikim. V'odom is a nifsid, you're here today, tomorrow you're kicking up the daisies. Is the charaya there for Rashi? Vayitzer v'shnei yudim echad oilam hazev echad habo. Since there'll be tchias amesim, therefore, and that's what we say. Shiveinu Hashem elecha v'neshuva. We want to be the Eibush miyachad shemei agodol on us. Why? Because Yid is never a nifsid and Yid is permanent. Let me just leave you with one idea. Yomim Leroyim, you may have seen in most shuls, most Jewish shuls, they say at the end after Ma'ariv the David Mizmer, Kapitel Chaf Talit Kuyl is with there's a Ma'aser of Shmuel Halpern. Anyone after? Yeah. Shmuel Halpern, who was the first Rav in Zichron Meir in Bnei Brak, and he was a Chorkov Rechos in Chorkov in Rizhin. Everything, the care of Kedoshim, everything was Bahal. They didn't go into external superficial. But his Shver was a vision, so he went to vision. They're a different derech. When it came davening, kulis, rocking, tzakis, bechias, neiroi, al mamish, da. When it came to the David Mizmar, as you've seen from da. When it came to the posel. But the windows, the roof is coming off, that place is. He never saw such bechias, such tzakis, neroes, gefelch. So he had another friend, the chart cover, and they're looking at each other like, what's this place? A den of thieving visions? The Nishpil and Mirma, they're all liars, cheaters, rogues. They're getting so emotional by Nishpil and Mirma. You can understand the different den of chart cover. Akitzer, after davening, everyone passes by the Rebbe to wish a good year, wish a good year, to get a bracha. So the Sabbath Kaddisha, the Havas Yisrael, he turns punk to him, it's for shteis too, the Gemara, right? So he perakim alirid, davlamid, mashpiyim oisli titzadik va'al tirosh. The Eibush gives a shvuah to Neshama, right, yeah? That actually nishba l'mirba. What do you say at the end of this whole capital? Right? What are the last words? Mi ze melech hakovid, shem tzvokis hu melech hakovid. So, what's the gematria? I didn't say any gematria today. Everyone's having withdrawal symptoms. They're going into spasms, right? That's gematria 960. What is gematria 960? I've said it 100 times. How many hours are there in the 24 hours of the 40 days of Elul? Which Yerushalmi holds a bria. A beria is bottle in tough kuf samach. And the tara goes when you leave the mikvah. The end of it is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day when you leave the mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Right? In the sand. Right? I'll end up with the pasuk says in the Chum. Manovu lahorim ragli mevaser mashmiya. Mashmiya Sholem, Mavasar Toiv, Mashmiya Yeshua, Oymer Litzian, Molach Lekach. So the Shamloya Rebbe said, and Rav said, I'm ready to give. There's four brachas that come with the Gula. Sholem, Toiv, Yeshua, Molach Lekach. Take the Gematria. Ima Oisius, Gematria also 960. In other words, when a person is Toiv, when a person Mavatal himself, Leiv, Tor, Bro, is Rosh Hashanah is Klevel, then you go to the Emes. That's why from Yom Kippur we immediately go to what? Sukkot. By the way, Sukkot, Samach, Vav, Chav, Hei. The Mili of Sukkot is Gematria 151, which is Gematria Mikvah. When a person is Toivel in the Meyadas, he immerses himself completely in the Kedusha of the Tara of Yom Kippur, right? Then that's the Inyan of Mikvah, that's the Inyan of Bittul. Then a person comes out of Bria Chadosha, and the Eibishter blesses us all Taka with the Shalom and the Toiv, and other good Zach until Mashmi Yeshua, Va'ibra Latzi, and Malach Olikot.
She boiled in the cat. What I think?